60s and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved to runoff elections. The polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face charges in that crash. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A second witness is challenging President Trump's Ukraine call and the foreign help he sought to investigate the Bidens.
World champion gymnast Simone Biles is making history again with two moves that have never been done before.
In one of the term's most important cases, the Supreme Court will decide what's to become of DACA.
The Dreamers, united!
A deer in a hair salon sounds like a joke. It is not. The deer busting through that salon's window, that's in Long Island, startling customers before they ran back outside.
Joshua Brown, one of the few able to describe the moments before Amber Geiger shot and killed their neighbor, Botham John. Someone shot Brown multiple times and drove off. Joshua Brown was pronounced dead.
Security concerns have not slowed down Joker. He's laughing all the way to the bank, showing the film on track for a $94 million domestic opening weekend.
Wow.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 92.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday show. New week out, right? 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in this Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Joey, let's do the name game, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. Janisha Rogers. Janisha. J-E-N-I-C-I-A. Janisha Rogers. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour, Janisha, for you to qualify for a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Janisha Rogers, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings. Another incredible prize we're giving away here at Blue Water Broadcasting. If you want to register, have your name called, like Janisha here, go to any of our Blue Water station websites. But since you're listening to News Talk, newstalk931.com, click the name game banner at the top. Then you'll ask for your full name, a little bit of information, and then listen for your name to be called, just like Janisha Rogers, who needs to call 396-5477 within the hour.
I want to thank Dr. David Sorensen for calling in. Yes. We are very fortunate to have someone with his expertise and background who's actually been to these places, but is right on top of stuff. that as it's happening, he's got the teletype type thing in his DOD teletype in his area, so he can kind of see as things are happening. He also has students that are from Turkey and Jordan and places like that that he's talking to and conversing with. We're very fortunate to have him.
Well, and as I was telling you off air, either Trump has definitely outkicked his coverage here and he doesn't know what he's doing, or he's made some sort of deal with Erdogan. Because that's why I asked Dr. Sorensen that question. Would Turkey have moved into the northeastern part of Syria even with U.S. troops stationed there? And I think it's a terrible idea to have the idea of American soldiers shooting and working against, you know, Turkish troops alongside the Kurds. But it's also a terrible idea to have the Kurds wiped from the map with no support, or them allying with Assad. So I wonder if there's going to be, okay, the troops are being moved, but Turkey doesn't quite move in there yet. I wonder.
Well, if you could have that where they don't come over the border, and that there is some deal where they're giving back the AS-400 back to the Russians, and we kind of get that whole thing stabilized again, then it would be a really good move. But
well, now imagine the Russians aren't in any mood to start, you know. I'm thinking of the air powers there, Syria's Air Force from, well, Assad, Syria, Damascus, as Dr. Sorensen told us, is not a great air force, not very precise. But the Russians are, and I don't know if the Russians are in a mood to start taking on the Turks either on behalf of Assad. And it's just so crazy, though, are these Syrian Democratic Forces now, if they're left out to dry, will team up with the person they've been vehemently fighting for years now, Bashar al-Assad. It's just nuts. But the one thing that he said, Dan, that is certainly true, chaos is the mother's milk of these terrorist groups like ISIS. And the more chaos in the region, the more these terrorist groups can certainly get a foothold.
Well, I can tell you, Lindsey Graham didn't like it.
No. But, see, this is where Trump's great.
But, you know, I haven't always agreed with Lindsey Graham on war issues.
Well, think of who Trump golfs with. It's Lindsey Graham on one side, and there's Rand Paul on the other side. And Rand Paul today is like, I'm happy to stand with the president, his decision to bring American troops home. So, we'll see how it works out.
Okay, whistleblower number two is supposed to be on the horizon. We got a lot of information kind of hanging around here. Let's go to Catherine Harris talking about new information on whistleblower and did not disclose contact with the Intel committee.
I want to start with some new information we have here at Fox about this Friday session with the intelligence community internal watchdog Michael Atkinson. Our sources report that Atkinson told the committee that he had no independent or firsthand knowledge of the contacts between the whistleblower and the Democrat-led House Intelligence Committee, that the whistleblower left that section on the disclosure form blank, and that effectively Atkinson learned about the contact through media reporting. Over the weekend, one of the lawyers for the whistleblower, Mark Zaid, on Twitter confirmed that a second whistleblower has come forward. But that firm, Compass Rose, has not answered Fox's questions about why their client withheld their contact with the Democrat-controlled committee from the inspector general, and they have not answered questions about whether it was a single contact with the committee or multiple contacts, because that goes to the question of coordination, and they have not explained any more detail about their client, who had a prior work history with a prominent current Democratic politician. The bottom line is that there really is this 18-day window, sort of a critical period between the president's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader and the filing of the whistleblower complaint on August 12th about this contact between the two parties. And the individuals who know are the whistleblower, Chairman Schiff, as well as the Democratic staffers. But it's important to note that these are the same groups, Schiff and the staff, who are running the investigation. And Republicans say this is an inherent conflict.
We shouldn't have to take Adam Schiff's word for it with a wordsmith press release or tweet that there's not much and we don't really need to look at that. He needs to be put under oath. He needs to answer the questions. And again, that is the reason that he should not be allowed to run the investigation where he and his team are central fact witnesses.
So two final points. Chairman Schiff as the chairman, really controls the public release of these transcripts for Atkinson and also for the former special envoy to Ukraine, Volker. Republicans are pushing for the public release of these transcripts, which would have to be voted out in executive session. They argue that they have not been released because they're not that helpful to the Democrats. Final point, and just stay with me here. So what we know now from Atkinson's session on Friday is that the preliminary investigation included a handful of witnesses. We're told four, including two supervisors for the whistleblower. So it's entirely possible this new individual who has come forward is among that pool that was part of the preliminary investigation to determine if the allegations and the claim were credible.
Okay. So that was a lot of information here, but let me boil something down to you. Basically, what they did is Volker testified for 9 hours. 9 hours. And what they did is they took a series of texts, and they cherry-picked those, and they pushed those out to the press. There was only one text, and that is where one person says there's a connection between politics and withholding aid. Then that was quickly refuted from a follow-on text after that. So why do you think we're not hearing about the 9 hours of testimony? Well, if you listen to Ratliff and Jim Jordan and those people, they would tell you this because it undid everything that the Schiff and company were saying. That's the thing to pay attention to. In other words, they're cherry-picking this. I want you to listen to the new whistleblower story. This was the lead story this morning on CBS.
We're going to begin with this. A dramatic new development could threaten one of President Trump's defenses in the House impeachment inquiry. A second whistleblower has come forward claiming to have firsthand knowledge of the president's July 25th phone call with the president of Ukraine.
A lawyer for the new whistleblower said the person made a protected disclosure and cannot be retaliated against. The president brushed it off on Twitter, saying, "Keep them coming. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, does the new whistleblower change the president's approach to the impeachment inquiry? It doesn't sound like it."
You are right. The president's personal attorney tells CBS News that this does not change their legal strategy. And the White House press secretary says it doesn't matter how many people come forward as whistleblowers because President Trump did nothing wrong. But for Democrats, this means another key witness as they build their case for impeachment.
The new whistleblower could blow up President Trump's main argument against the original whistleblower.
The whistleblower never saw the conversation. He got his information, I guess, second or third hand.
The White House has argued that whistleblower number one is not credible because he or she said in a formal complaint, "I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. Instead, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another."
In other words, he didn't know what was on the call. No, these are bad people. These are dishonest people.
Okay, so that's one half of the lead story of CBS this morning. They didn't leave with Syria situation. They left with that because that's what they're most interested in. So let's continue on here. New whistleblower information, firsthand knowledge. Really?
But the latest person calling out the president apparently has firsthand knowledge of the July 25th phone call in which Mr. Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate unsubstantiated claims against Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Democrats say for dirt to use in his reelection campaign. Congressman Jim Himes is on the House Intelligence Committee.
This is amazing. People around the president, professionals who are in the Oval Office, who are in the Situation Room, are watching what is happening and are finally saying, "My God, this cannot happen anymore."
You don't know that.
And while he continues to publicly describe his conversation with Zelensky as perfect, CBS News has learned in private, President Trump is playing the blame game, telling Republican lawmakers he only called because Energy Secretary Rick Perry asked him to.
Not once, as God is my witness, not once was a Biden name, not the former vice president, not his son, ever mentioned.
In a statement, Perry's spokesperson said that he absolutely encouraged and supported President Trump to talk to Zelensky about energy security and economic development. Now the Democrats have subpoenaed him for documents related to communications and travel to Ukraine. It's part of the bigger effort to get information from the White House, and the committees that issued that subpoena set a deadline, Anthony, for October 18th.
Okay. So when they played that Democrat congressman, if that would have been a Republican congressman, they would have said, and this congressman said this without any evidence. But they don't do that when it's a Democrat. They play it as if it's a fact that, well, people are so alarmed that are in the White House in the Situation Room, they've got to come forward. That's basically what he was saying. There's no evidence of that. But again, if that was a Republican, they would have used those words with no evidence. So-and-so said this. Let's go to a break. Coming back for more right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are on a Monday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Outstanding.
Well, that's great. That's great. Guys, I cannot believe, Dan, I got to ask you, because I'm not even sure if this is what I heard, but is Schiff and Comey and all of them saying now the excuses that Obama told them to do this?
I did not. I've never heard that.
I'm seeing some stuff popping up about this, man. It's getting funny every day out here with this stuff. But, Dan, you know, our president, he's still doing the job for the American people, and it's amazing how Donald Trump just blocks it out and keeps on working for the American people. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we need to get the press to do a little bit better job than they're doing right now.
Yeah, I'm like everybody else. I've been praying for that for a while. I just don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to hold your breath on it.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold my breath on it. But the thing that I am happy about, Dan, is the Democrats are keeping up the same old playbook and keep replaying the same old stage play for the American people. It couldn't be no clearer, Dan. It really couldn't. It's just wonderful the way things work out, and I'm just so happy that the American people has got a front seat at this theater and being able to see the stage show that's being put on the way it is. So I'm thankful for that, and other than that, man, football was great this weekend. Just Auburn kind of unexpectedly lost there, and I didn't expect that to happen. What do y'all think about all that, Dan?
I think that they got overpowered in the swamp. I talked to some people that were there, and they said it was amazing. It said, you know, they had been to Jordan-Hare during those kind of times and said it was noisier and more enthusiasm than even most of the times at Jordan-Hare. I mean, they were ready in Florida.
Yeah, it was a lot of good games out there, though. I really enjoyed the weekend. Barbecued and did a few things at the house and just kind of relaxed and unwind. And then it worked, too. I just disconnected and connected into the football league. And it's amazing, even the NFL, I really kind of enjoyed that this weekend. No big things there. So, yeah, it's just for the fun weekend. Y'all guys had a good weekend?
I had great food, great everything. The only thing that for the audience that happened to me is I set the TV up, I had it all ready to go, and all of a sudden I look out my window and there's water coming up my roof, and I go, what is that? And I go out and it's starting to rain. Now I have a wisteria over a pergola, so the rain didn't get to the TV, so I threw some Visqueen over it and kind of kept an eye on it, saw the rain stop, went in to go run errands, and I was out at East Chase, and the bottom fell out. I'm talking about, it was like animals going two by two type stuff. So I'm hauling you know what home. I'm trying to get there to go save my 55-inch TV. And so when I pulled into McGee Estates, it hadn't rained nearly as hard as it had all the way from Ann Street to to Perry Hill to Zelda Road. And thank goodness I got that TV in, cooled the temperature down, went back outside, blew the deck off, and got it dried, and the leaves that blew up. And it was so nice. It was like in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard a couple friends of mine from Prattville told me they got some inline winds and stuff down there and some rain kind of hard down there. So it's like either we gonna get nothing or we gonna get it with a little something we don't want. So either way, we're gonna take it either way. The rain right now, farmers want it, and my yard needs it bad. So all that, but guys, look, y'all just keep on doing what y'all doing over there. Y'all doing a great job. You and Joey both, and I'm gonna keep on listening to y'all out here. Joey, look, it's 10:18, which is coming up.
Okay.
Put me in, and
10, yeah, you're about to have a birthday. How old are you gonna be, big guy?
Oh man, I'm about to jump out that double nickel mark and go on up one.
Oh.
So. I know there's a lot of them out there saying, "Why, he's just a young man."
Yeah, he's a young man.
Anyway, guys, look at this young man out here. Gonna keep on listening. Y'all just keep up the good work over there. Here,
I appreciate it.
And Joey, I'm gonna get that tuned in on you there in the morning. I'm gonna get you tuned in to listen. I'm gonna call you in the morning.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thanks, Rodney. You got it, Joey. You have a great day, buddy.
All right, talk to y'all later.
Lead Academy names new principal.
Yeah, saw that breaking just a minute ago.
Looks like he used to be the head of Head Start, I believe.
Well, we'll see if this one works out.
Indeed.
Got to move on, as they say. Can I take Sam?
Yes, and I believe that's who
it is. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be talking to you.
I'm glad that you went into detail about what's going on in Syria, because, like I said, that, you know, just wasn't even on my radar. But my two cents on that is the elections have consequences, and the president said he's going to pull people out. You know, you want a certain amount of stability, but I don't know what was behind his decision to do this now, but I trust our leadership, and I wish him the best.
Yeah, I hope we're making a good decision here.
Yes, sir. I hope we're making a good decision. But Dr. Swartzen, man, what a blessing. It's good to listen to what he has to say.
He is a great asset and a good friend.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me add one other thing.
Sure.
Your producer, he pulled off a doubleheader. Oh, Goni had a good show this morning. I just want to throw that out there.
Enjoy
it. He got both the candidates, and he let them talk, and it was, dang, it was good.
Yeah, it's fun, and especially with Jack Campbell by my side, makes it those interviews.
You had Stephen read it?
Yeah, from 9 to 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. In studio?
In studio, yeah.
How do you do?
Live.
I thought he actually did pretty darn well.
Good.
We're going to disagree, and we'll see where it goes on some revenue-raising measures. I asked him up front, you're going to pull from growth or taxes, and we'll see. My bet is taxes. But,
Hey, listen, if you're going to live in the city, you're going to have to pay more. It's pretty much what it's looking like. Fellas, thank you very much for your time, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, and we address like the elephant in the room, like you're going to be your own man. Everybody talks about your dad, Joe, and he answered those questions. It was largely a friendly interview, but we asked him a few tough ones, too.
That's good. Good, good, good. That's a plum interview there. Let's see where we want to go here. John Brennan.
This guy.
Was on the TV. Meet the Depressed. Well, I guess we need to go to a break here, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't want to enter into John Brennan because we need a lot of room to talk about him. And be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7676. That's promo code 7676 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Tomorrow, the clock is ticking on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First on The Resident.
We need to lock the ER down now!
Will the doctors betray their oath to save an innocent man?
I am doing the most good for the greatest number of people.
Then, how far will the Lion's enemies go to end the Empire?
I need Lucius Lion's grandchildren now!
All-new Empire after The Resident.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is the day the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front tomorrow. We'll hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Hey, that's where we are. Okay, let's do this. Let me kind of cue this up. There was a very interesting, and you'll pick it up in another piece I'm going to play. Senator Johnson from Wisconsin and Chuck Todd went at it, and it was something to watch. And it made me realize Chuck Todd just does not get it. He does not understand the way they're handling things and how it's being perceived in the public. He thinks they're doing everything exactly by the book. And the fact that they say repeatedly that there is no evidence of something, and they talk about that when they're talking about Trump, but they take for granted, a Democrat tells them something, it's the gospel. So then John Brennan, an NBC contributor, NBC, MSNBC contributor, comes on. And listen to John Brennan was asked, how do we get here? And listen to how he explains this.
Virtually from the moment he was elected, Donald Trump has been in a low-grade war with the intelligence community. Most notable was that moment in Helsinki last year when Mr. Trump said he did not believe Russia interfered with the 2016 election, accepting Vladimir Putin's denials over his own intelligence agency's conclusions. One aspect of this fight has been the extent to which Mr. Trump and his allies have questioned the credibility of his critics in the intel community, which you just saw firsthand yourself here this morning. Among them, John Brennan, who was President Obama's CIA director for nearly 4 years and is now the senior national security and intelligence analyst. Look, I was going to save the focus on you to the second half of our interview, but obviously I have to bring this up right away. The importance of creating you as the boogeyman, as the person, as the whatever it is, your mere mention to be on this show triggered Senator Johnson in this. Do you understand how we got here? And how would you explain to somebody you have been completely character assassinated and eviscerated? And it doesn't matter whether people like you or hate you. I think everybody can agree you've been put through this. Do you understand how you got here?
Well, I think it all goes back to Mr. Trump and his dishonesty and his complete obliteration of the norms of honesty in terms of his public statements. He was the one who started the Bertha conspiracy as far as Barack Obama was concerned. He has continued to fabricate information, and clearly Senator Johnson is running scared of Donald Trump, as are the other Republican senators, because if they say anything against him, he comes after them with a vengeance. So he is the typical bully, and so now I have become, you know, being pilloried as an example of the deep state.
Okay, so remember, the whole concept is it's Trump's fault. So all these things that people believe about me is Trump's fault. Well, I'm not quite sure about that, but did you hear how, you know, Chuck Todd parses things here? But we're going to find out here that John Brennan is really doing it for all of us.
I'll take it another step further. People are criticizing you for speaking out now and for defending yourself. I've seen other intelligence officials who I think are well-meaning in their criticism of you.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I think I've asked you questions about this, going, you know, are you worried that you're impacting the perception of the intelligence community? Well, at this point, it's a campaign to destroy the credibility of the intelligence community, even now.
Oh, really?
Senator Johnson would not affirm that he trusted the CIA and FBI right now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about those two agencies right now and their ability to conduct the work of protecting America?
Yeah, I struggle with what my public posture should be. What I don't want to do is to put the CIA in a difficult position. But I feel an obligation as a former senior U.S. official to call out Mr. Trump when he lies to the American public, when he totally fabricates information just to advance his own political agenda. So I am going to continue doing it because people at this time, I think, really need to speak out and speak up. And it's clear that the Republicans in the Senate are just going along. I've had many issues with the Democrats over the years, but I've never had seen anything like the Republicans right now as far as just misrepresentations of the truth because of what Donald Trump has done.
Okay, so what you do is you accuse somebody of doing exactly what you do. But did you hear how Chuck Todd basically set that up? Is that Donald Trump had basically taken down the CIA and the intelligence community. Not that there's a question of what the intelligence community did. That's never part of the concept of Chuck Todd. It's always Donald Trump did that.
Well, has John Brennan and others like him, James Clapper, have they forgotten that John Brennan accused the president of being treasonous? So, you know, I don't like when Trump says treason willy-nilly. I certainly don't like when John Brennan does. But have they forgotten the last 2 years where they're claiming all the goods, Trump's an asset, witting or unwittingly, of the Kremlin and of Putin himself, and then Mueller has his report, and don't touch Mueller, he's the gold standard, he's got the goods. Mueller comes out and there's nothing. So why did this all start if there's nothing?
Exactly. And let me tell you, the questions that Chuck Todd does not ask are just remarkable. I mean, for example, why did you open up a counterintelligence? Why was the counterintelligence opened up of Donald Trump? What did you find? Because if you didn't find anything, you sure did spend a hell of a lot of time doing something to find nothing, and you kept saying the process. You never found anything, did you? Or did you just make it all up? Go back and play that clip again. Now listen with an ear of how Chuck Todd says it, and that John Brennan is basically telling you everything that he did.
I'll take it another step further. People are criticizing you for speaking out now and for defending yourself. I've seen other intelligence officials who I think are well-meaning in their criticism of you.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I think I've asked you questions about this, going, you know, are you worried that you're impacting the perception of the intelligence community? Well, at this point, it's a campaign to destroy the credibility of the intelligence
community. Campaign to destroy.
Senator Johnson would not affirm that he trusted the CIA and FBI right now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about those two agencies right now and their ability to conduct the work of protecting America?
Yeah, I struggle with what my public posture should be. What I don't want to do is to put the CIA in a difficult position. But I feel an obligation as a former senior U.S. official to call out Mr. Trump when he lies to the American public, when he totally fabricates information just to advance his own political agenda. So I am going to continue doing it because people at this time, I think, really need to speak out and speak up. And it's clear that the Republicans in the Senate are just going along. I've had many issues with the Democrats over the years, but I've never had seen anything like the Republicans right now as far as just misrepresentations of the truth because of what Donald Trump has done.
Is that devil speak or what?
It is. And also, when it become the good American red, white, and blue, you know, barbecue on the 4th, you know, shoot some fireworks, good American thing to do to trust the CIA? I'd imagine CIA officers don't trust the CIA. What the hell are you talking
They're
about?
They're in the disinformation business. I keep telling you guys that. They're in the disinformation business. And John Brennan is the classic example of it. Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, this is absolutely remarkable to me in disinformation. Remember, they're in the disinformation business. Listen very closely to what John Brennan and Chuck Todd say. We have a piece of it. I tell you what, let's play the isolated part first.
Disinformation campaign that's happening like this.
This disinformation now is just overwhelming and inundating the airwaves. Whether it be social media platforms or a lot of the, you know, news networks, they continue just to put out false information, and it gains traction. And I can understand.
He's talking about Fox there. But did you hear Chuck Todd said it's a disinformation campaign? And Brennan agreed with them. Disinformation campaign. So when John Solomon says we have an affidavit from the guy who was fired saying that they came to him and told him why they were fired, that's disinformation? I mean, it's amazing. Okay, so now listen to, now that you've heard that, listen to the way they set this up, talking about disinformation campaign.
Well, here's why we're here, because there is a disinformation. We have two sets of realities that live here. There is a 40% of the country that is only getting fed one one reality. Arguably 60% are getting what I would argue is reality. This is a huge problem. And it's clear that whether it doesn't matter if your voters are only hearing this one thing, are we capable of governing ourselves with a disinformation campaign that's happening like this?
Well, until the senior disinformation officials campaign of the Republican Party push back against Trump, I think this is going to be a very, very long and difficult fight. Because this dishonesty, this disinformation now is just overwhelming and inundating the airwaves. Whether it be social media platforms or a lot of the, you know, news networks, they continue just to put out false information, and it gains traction. And I can understand how so many Americans then are confused.
Many Americans are going to send me emails going, how could you put a traitor like John Brennan on television?
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? I worked 33 years in national security, and I feel good about my record. And there's a lot of false information out there that now people take as gospel.
How about that for a setup?
Wait, but are they calling the investigation by the Attorney General William Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham disinformation?
Well, they're going to call it disinformation when it comes out.
Well, I think that's a very serious. It's one thing to go all this social media platform or this conspiracy theory online. Yeah, fine. That's the reality of the world we live in. That's reality, that we have so much information, it's hard to know what's true. But are you really going to say that this investigation by the Attorney General and a top U.S. attorney who specializes in law enforcement corruption, they're engaged in disinformation?
Well, how about this? Think of all the times that they have said to Donald Trump he didn't believe his own intel community.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to believe your own Attorney General, the Attorney General, a guy who has a stellar reputation, Durham.
Barr used to work in intelligence, I believe.
He did. CIA.
Well, and he's part of that Trump team, though. You know, H.W. Bush and that old camp were all... Oh, wait, no, they're more never
But Trumpers. Do you hear how they're setting this up, the disinformation?
Yeah.
That 40%, you know, get disinformation. 60% that listen to them and NBC and ABC, they get the truth. That's basically what he said. That is what he is setting up here. Okay, John Brennan on what a CIA briefing sheet would say about the USA. Don't play it yet. Now, I would get a briefing, and you can go to the CIA website, and you can go Google in, put in a country, you can go put in Syria, and it'll give you a fact sheet.
Yeah, the World Fact Book. Yeah,
exactly.
I remember those.
And now our briefing was a little more robust than that.
Yeah.
But Chuck Todd incredibly asked John Brennan, the disinformation man, what would a CIA fact sheet say about the United States of America? Listen to this crap.
One of the things I used to do when I had to travel overseas professionally is read those CIA, the public fact sheets and CIA descriptions of the politics of and the what's happening in that country. How would the CIA assess the stability of the American government right now?
Oh,
if
well,
if assessing America as if it was another country?
We would look at it as a very corrupt government that is under the sway right now of this powerful individual who has been able to just corrupt the institutions and the laws of that country.
What would you say about the stability of the democracy?
I think it's no longer, you know, a democracy if an autocrat has it in his hands. And people like Johnson and others are putty in his hands, which means that the democratic principles upon which this country are founded are eroding right now.
So the CIA would not assess America as a stable democracy?
I think given the polarization of the country as well, there's just tremendous political instability here, and which is consuming the government now, and it's not able to take care of the issues that it needs to address, whether it be on the domestic front or the national security or the foreign policy front. So, yes, I think there's a real question about the stability.
That is incredible to me. Now, here's the question. Did Chuck Todd tell him he was going to ask that question? I think he did.
Yeah.
And that was nothing but a answer to malign Trump to make their case. And this is what the problem is with Chuck Todd and all these others. Their motivation is to hurt, is to damage. So their 60% will always be knowing the truth. The 40% of you ignorant, racist people out there, well, you know, God rest your soul.
Well, and I've been saying for a while, and I think a lot of people agree, even people that support Trump, that the executive branch, the president itself, has grown too powerful. And if we're going to talk about the health of our democracy and the health of the republic, I think pat partisan answers like that are just asinine. I mean, in my assessment, if you look at, you know, the guy who documented American democracy early on, Alexis de Tocqueville, local, voluntary, infused with the spirit of religion. We've centralized more and more power. And we put a lot of things...
Centralized
more and more power to the federal government. And we put a lot of that federal government under classification where most of the democratic public can't see it. So I think that's what's straining the democracy.
And then if you question them...
Right.
If you question them, you're in America, Joey.
And you're undemocratic and you're rooting on for an autocrat.
That was just absolutely amazing what he said. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
The Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing today? when it's only 84 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. You know, Saturday is like we went from a hottest summer day to fall in 2 hours.
Really?
Was
that rain?
It was literally amazing. But then
it got warm again. That's 81 degrees. I'm sorry. Then, I mean, last night when I was going to bed, it was 82 degrees.
Yeah, start to pick up the heat and humidity, but we're over the hump because we were 20 degrees hotter this time last week.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly.
You know, I'm so glad I can't pick up NBC anymore.
It would just piss you off, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, somebody needs to really take these guys out now and beat the you-know-what out of them.
Ooh, don't do that.
That goes way beyond what Fox and CBS did yesterday morning. Chuck Todd, basically, Brennan will say one sentence, Tuck Jod says a paragraph set up. And all Brennan has to do is just affirm what he just said. And all of it's so much BS, it's incredible, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, that to me was a total setup question. He knew it, and if you go back, and we'll play it again, but what he said is just incredible of how he maligned America.
You know, this proves one thing, guys, how painful hemorrhoid surgery is in Washington, D.C. to the government. because I do believe we're having a giant proctology surgeries going on amongst the whole government. Donald Trump is cleaning house, and it's hurting real bad. He's hit them really hard with Ukraine, because that's where all this stuff started, with Soros and all these guys. So, good job, Mr. President. I personally am not worried about it. Now that I hear about the whistleblower, has not even filed a complaint yet, or am I wrong?
No, he has not filed a complaint. And I'll tell you something, the pinging out there about this whole thing, and if you look at this is very much in the Kavanaugh tradition. They're throwing something out there that they can't substantiate.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is all a result of the Democratic people running for president. They're so pathetic. Bernie's walking death. Biden's walking crook, and Elizabeth Warren's got perverts working on her campaign. Isn't that a wonderful selection? So they are in a level of desperation now I've never seen any political party in my whole life. To not only investigate but impeach a whole presidential term. They've now beaten the Republicans with Bill Clinton, taking it a step lower. So I don't think it's going to do them any good. I'm more concerned about Turkey than I am anything.
Did you hear Sorensen's interview?
Yes, I did. I did not know about that because I was up till 4 in the morning doing artwork, and I sure in hell didn't want to hear the news at 8 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
I'm glad I slept over it.
Yeah, you missed that one. Did you watch the Auburn game?
Yes. Yeah, a little frustrating for the guys, but I hope a week off does them good because they're damn sure going to need it.
I want to compliment you or tell you about something that a listener told me about. They did a Gouda cheese omelet, a Gouda cheese and bacon omelet.
Oh, wow. Did they say it was just beyond?
They said they sent me a picture of it on Facebook. They said it was great.
Well, I am very glad. I haven't tried that one yet. They've got one up on me. I hope they try the Gouda burger, and I'll try their Gouda omelet. Sounds too good to be true.
A Gouda omelet with bacon on it? That sounds really good.
Oh, it does. Golly Moses. Well, I'm glad because Reed and them worked so hard, I want them to sell all the Gouda cheese in the world. Let's go ahead and bring us a whole tugboat full of it up to one company. All right.
We're at top.
I need another recharge. I'm getting my butt out there today while it's Monday.
You better.
Thank you, guys.
See you, right top. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
What's going on, Dan? Nice to hear you.
Good to be here.
How many times have we seen Donald Trump and his campaign 2 to 3 steps ahead of all of the media hype that goes along with the destruction of the campaign itself? There is something that we don't know here, and it's going to be very interesting over the next couple of weeks to see what does transpire, because I do think that there is some serious stuff behind the scenes that very few people know about that is fueling all of this fire.
I think they realize we're getting close to some shoes dropping on the IG report and some other things, and I think they're panicked and they're trying to do as much damage to Donald Trump and to the credibility of Barr and all these other people involved.
Well, it's getting old really fast.
It
and
is.
I hope that the swamp is starting to drain a little faster than we've seen it. Thank you, Dan. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you an awful lot. Yeah, this to me is the clearest sign that folks are getting close and they're getting worried, particularly this whole whistleblower stuff and how the timing of this and how they're using this to say this is the reason that he needs to be impeached.
Oh, and I have an interesting angle on whistleblowers. This is from Matt Taibbi. He writes for Rolling Stone. He's left to center. And he was one of the few people on the left in journalism who said this whole Russia thing is ridiculous, guys. You're going to pay for it. Your credibility is going to be shot. He has a piece out today where he said, and I'll quote directly, "The unnamed person at the center of this whistleblower story with Ukraine sure didn't sound like a whistleblower. Our intelligence community wouldn't wipe its butt," not the word Taibbi uses, "with a real whistleblower. Americans who've blown the whistle over serious offenses by the federal government either spend the rest of their lives overseas like Snowden, in jail like Chelsea Manning, get arrested and ruined financially like former NSA official Thomas Drake, or have their homes raided by FBI like disabled NSA vet William Binney." And the story goes on and on, because Taibbi's interviewed a lot of these whistleblowers, and most of them are utterly defamed by the intelligence community, hard charges of espionage that are usually dropped later for pretty legitimate bringing sunlight and blowing the whistle. So for the media now to be taking the latest person in the middle of a partisan fight as the respected whistleblower is disrespectful, to put it mildly, to all these folks who actually blew the whistle and took the heat for it. It just seems too convenient. And now the second one hasn't even blown the whistle, other than through anonymous press account.
Yeah, that's all they're doing, is they're trying to create some momentum where there's no momentum there. And If you look at this whole thing, this thing is centered on a tweet that, if I remember right, it's like 8 words. That's centered on that. There's 9 hours of testimony. We're not hearing any of that. We're looking at 9 words that are on there. And a person who is intel saying something happened that he has no first-hand knowledge, and he's getting second-hand knowledge, then to give him some credibility, somebody stepping up saying they have first-hand knowledge, I bet this guy does not come through, or he's another dud. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back. Final hour after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.